Welcome to the Email Design Podcast, where we discuss the latest tips, tricks, and trends about email design and development. We are your hosts. I'm Kevin Mandeville.
And I'm Jason Rodriguez.
And we have a special Black Friday / Cyber Monday edition of the podcast today, where we're going to talk about everything that went down over the past Black Friday and Cyber Monday this year. It's one of the biggest times for email marketers, Jason.
Absolutely. The biggest time for email marketers coming in the holiday season. So, yeah, speaking of numbers, I guess, and how big Black Friday actually gets, over on Custora.com, their blog, they published some pretty interesting numbers. So we know Black Friday has always been big, but it was 16.1% bigger than this time last year in terms of sales volume, which is pretty significant jump. I'm sure most businesses are pretty happy to hear that. But for email marketers, I think the interesting note here is that email marketing was the biggest marketing channel for Black Friday retailers.
Number one.
Yeah, absolutely. Which, yeah, everybody's always talking about, you know, the death of email and how social's taking over, search taking over. But I think it's proven it can be laid to rest that email marketing is still tops when it comes to digital marketing. And in fact, it drove, I believe it was a quarter of all orders online were driven through email marketing.
25.1%.
Yeah, that's insane. That's insane. So what was the next best one after that? Was search or?
Yeah, it was free search at 21.1%.
Yeah, so that's pretty huge. So yeah, I guess if you're in email marketing, you should pass that stat around to your boss and all those stakeholders and try to get them to invest even more in their email marketing programs, because that's a huge number that you can kind of take to the bank.
Yeah, it appears the claims of email being dead were vastly over-dramatized and just false. You're false. Mm-hmm. Everybody who said it, you're false. You're wrong. We get it. All you communication and messaging apps and platforms are trying to swagger jack and news jack us about talking about it, because we get it. Email's not the best one-to-one messaging platform out there. But it is by far the most effective way to reach your customers, period. End of story. There's nothing that can be debated about it. And everything that happened on Black Friday, particularly this year, really, really showed that. I think the other big thing too, though, was how mobile everything was. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting how Apple actually comprised the majority of the market share for orders that took place. So 78% of orders were made on Apple devices, essentially, compared to 22% for Android. Android still had a little bit of a bump. It was mm-hmm. up a few percentage points from last year, but Apple's still really dominating that activity at the moment, which is interesting. But MailChimp too had a great report, and props to MailChimp for actually being transparent and open about their numbers and sharing their data, because they actually have some really interesting stuff, you know, with what do they have, like over 7 million people using
something
their
like
platform.
I feel like it's easy to be transparent because they have some huge numbers to boast about. So it's pretty good marketing for them too, that they have all these huge numbers that they can talk about.
Yeah. So it was interesting because they said they actually predicted they were going to send over 1 billion emails mm-hmm. on Cyber Monday. But what they didn't expect was that they set a brand new record for MailChimp with 1.2 billion emails on Black Friday sent through their system. And that's just absolutely incredible. Over mm-hmm. 1 billion. The top five industries were e-commerce, retail, education / training, nonprofit, and media / publishing. And they had a cool breakdown of which industries sent more on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Some were flipped. But the other big thing too, we were just talking about mobile, Jason, how MailChimp backed up that mm-hmm. there's actually a lot more mobile activity. And so you can actually see over time, tracking back from 2014 last year to this year, what the differences were between tablet, mobile, and PC, and just how much mobile and tablet is starting to be effective.
Mm-hmm. And not even tablet so much. The tablet between last year and this year, their stats kind of are pretty much the same. But mm-hmm. yeah, desktop is losing significant market share to that mobile audience, and there it just seems to be growing, which is something we've always kind of talked about, but it's cool to see MailChimp actually verifying that that's the case and to such an extreme extent on the biggest email holiday of the year.
They're saying if this continues by 2016, they're going to see mobile engagement surpass PC engagement by 10 to 15%. So it's a really big thing. I mean, people are mobile, traveling around this time of year, always on the go, and you just need to really account for that use case now at this time. Even if you don't necessarily have a massive mobile audience the rest of the year, it seems to be it's a growing trend at this particular time of the year for users. And it's really something you need to just think about when you're designing and building your campaigns.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you don't do everything all year mobile and you are looking at Black Friday, then I feel like if anything, that's more reason that you should be doing all mobile all the time and optimizing for those users, because outside of Black Market for Black Friday too, they're still kind of taking over and they're getting more and more important every year. So yeah, definitely optimize for mobile and keep sending more emails for next Black Friday, and we'll see how much bigger it gets the next year.
Yeah. And we're going to go over our favorite emails from Black Friday after the break, but we just want to take a minute to let you know you can check out every single episode of the podcast at emaildesignpodcast.com. All the show notes, links, everything we discuss, it's right there. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. Leave some love on iTunes as well. Give us a good review. And be sure to tweet along with the hashtag #EmailDesignPodcast and hit us up there. Also, we've got a great offer for you. You can head on over to litmus.com/hello and sign up for a free account of Litmus. It's just a free, it's not even a trial, Jason. It's just a forever free account of Litmus. You get to test your email in three free clients by default: Outlook 2013, Gmail, Chrome, and iPhone 6, all for free forever, which is amazing. It's fantastic. And then, I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't upgrade. You can upgrade to test in over 40 different email clients. See what your email looks like in every single email client. Make sure it looks great and it's not broken before you hit that send button. So when you're designing and building amazing Black Friday, Cyber Monday emails, you can make sure it's good to go and everybody's going to get a great experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, let's get into some of our favorite emails that hit our inboxes this Black Friday in Cyber. Well, this is mainly Black Friday.
Mainly Black Friday. There's some Cyber Monday stuff in there.
Yeah.
But over in the community, we'll open up a thread prior to Black Friday actually hitting, trying to solicit people to drop in their favorite emails from Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I think there's actually a separate thread on Cyber Monday, but lots of great examples from different community members, lots of different retailers are represented. So we kind of cherry picked some of our favorites. And two of my favorites were, one was Black Friday, one was Cyber Monday, but they're both from Photo Jojo, who sells pretty interesting, really cool, creative accessories for photographers. This is one of my favorite companies to watch their emails, because I remember not too long ago, I was never really impressed with their email campaigns. They were very dated. They weren't responsive. The content was okay, but it wasn't that great. But this past like a year or so, they've just upped their game hugely. And their Black Friday and Cyber Monday emails are a good showcase of that. So their Black Friday one's great. It has a subject line that says, "Do not open this email. Do not pull the levers. Move along." So of course, you're going to be prompted to open that email and see what's inside. This is almost one of those oldest tricks in the book, you know. So of course, they have this great little animated GIF of this lever, arrows all over the place, telling you not to pull that lever, because there are no Black Friday deals this year. But of course, when you do, there's tons of great Black Friday deals. So I think that was a great example of just kind of fun, humorous content that goes hand in hand with their overall brand. It's a nice looking email. They have nice, bright, bold colors that are still kind of holiday themed. So I definitely like this one a lot.
Yeah, I think Photo Jojo, they might be the only brand for me that can get away with sending their email as one big image, really, which we understand that's a downside. And you say, well, why do you recommend it? Well, there's a lot more to what they do, which is really well. And it almost feels like the development part is really the last part they really need to excel at to just be one of the premier brands that sends email, in my opinion. But like you said, the colors are amazing, their color schemes. I think it's really great. Their strategy is so great. It's very concise messaging, great copy, very big call to action, very enticing, like you said. It's very human, and there are no Black Friday deals with the lever. It's very enticing and engaging. Obviously, you want to pull the lever, right?
Yeah.
And I would have liked to have done some work on that because you could have even done like a cool little
letter. Oh, yeah, you could have done a lot more. Yeah, just all in code and some cool little tricks and stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if we know they're not there yet on the development side, but sort of the design and strategy side, they're really excelling.
Yeah, absolutely. And that definitely goes over to another Cyber Monday email, which is definitely just as fun. It harkens back to this. I don't know if anybody remembers that TV show Supermarket Sweep. But they reference it pretty fully in here. They have Super Cyber Sweep for Cyber Monday. So, again, there's a great animated GIF. It's all images, which that's kind of where they are right now in their email development. But the content's great. Again, bright, bold colors that really draw you in. They just kind of, you can't get it out of your head, this great Photo JoJo email. This GIF is great. This happy little supermarket card that's just waiting to be filled up with awesome deals. I love it.
And the other thing, too, even though they use flat design, they really do a great job of making their emails feel 3D and sort of adding another level of perspective to it, even though it's using flat design, which is really awesome.
Cool. As far as pure copywriting goes, my next favorite one is from, I think a lot of people probably know this one, the Cards Against Humanity email, and their overall just Black Friday strategy. There's a lot of news, a lot of press about it, but they essentially sent out an email asking people to give them $5 for nothing whatsoever in return, which is kind of classic Cards Against Humanity. They're always pulling stuff like this. What was it last year? They sent out boxes full of
poop.
Yeah, there you go.
Literally. No, yeah. It was a box full of poo-poo.
So I guess they were saving on shipping costs this year by not sending you anything whatsoever.
No, they were reducing the poo-poo in the world this year. That's what they were doing.
We thank them for that. But the subject line here is nothing, literally the word nothing with a period. And of course, they say, dear horrible friends. They talk a little bit about Black Friday, how everybody's giving you great deals. So they're giving you the opportunity to send them $5 for nothing whatsoever. And normally you wouldn't think that this would work very well, but they ended up making, I think it was something around $71,000.
Yeah,
from an email. 70K yeah, that's insane. Yeah. And there's no promises. In the past, they've done similar things and donated it to charities, but there's no promise of them doing it. I haven't heard yet whether or not they're doing something like that.
Well, what they did was they have now since posted a follow-up on their website. They basically gave the money to their employees and employees decide what to do with the money. So they have a full breakdown of what the employees did with their money. I basically think the deal was, we're going to give it to you, but you have to disclose publicly what you're doing with the money. Yeah. So
shame them into doing something good.
Yeah. I mean, it's great because Cards Against Humanity can get away with this stuff with their brand. And this is just a great showcase of, this is literally all strategy and obviously great copywriting as well, which they're obviously complete masters at. They're, you know, everything. We already know that with their product and the success of everything else. But this really is just pure strategy, knowing your audience. And they really do sort of have a knack of just knowing what's going to go viral and just cause a stir and get people's attention. And just from a design side, I have to say, I do kind of like the email. Typically, you'd say, you know, black background on white text doesn't really work well, but with the whole like Black Friday thing, and also it's part of their brand color scheme.
And it's short enough too. The copy is succinct, so it's not
succinct, short, and like
you're not trying to read a book with white text on a black background.
And you're not missing that call to action in the email they have. That is nice and big. They're stuffing a lot of padding into that button, even though it's an image, but it's nice, big, clear. You're not missing anything.
It's mobile aware,
Yeah, it's mobile aware. You want to make sure people on the Gmail app are pushing that button. All right, cool. So one of my favorites, though, that came out, and this definitely gets into some more of the email dev hack side of stuff, is this fantastic email from Burberry. And they essentially sent out an email about creating a personalized scarf. And what was really special about this email is that it was an interactive email, which is something we've seen a very big trend of this past year, Jason. And I have to say, I think that this was one of the better implementations front to end that I've seen of an interactive type email. So you essentially open the email and you can see that it's going to guide you through three steps: selecting your style, choosing your design, and seeing your scarf. So to start with selecting your style, you can either pick classic or lightweight. And you can see this background animation happening, which really awesome. Justin Koo over at Fresh Inbox actually just came out with a great article detailing how they implemented all of this. But it actually isn't an animated GIF. It's actually using sort of background images to create an animation and using the position to change those images, which actually comes out to be smaller than if you were to just use like an animated GIF. So they're actually saving on the file size and saving for performance reasons there, which is really, really great. So they're using a sprite sheet and just changing the position of the image for it to show, you know, these animated scarves. And it's great because it'll just fall back to a static image where it's not supported. But you get to choose which one you want. And then you come up and you get to select your design. So you get to pick your color scheme. They have a couple of options there. Then you select the color scheme. And then at the end, where the real magic happens, is you get to step three, where you get to see your scarf. And when you click on that, what they've actually done is they have taken into account your initials of your name, and they've put those onto the scarf of your email. And so essentially the way this works is that these images are all completely dynamic based on the URL string. So in the URL, there's essentially the a place to input your initials. So you, even you, if you go in and you play with the email, you can change it to be your own initials and see it happen in the email. But it's great because it actually personalizes it for you. And then that's when it leads to the call to action of discovering the scarf. And what's great is that all the tricks, they don't just happen in the email. When you click on it, it goes to that landing page, or the, it's not even really a landing page, but it goes to that site, but it still maintains your initials. So it shows you the preview of the scarf with your initials as well, which to me is, in terms of interactive emails, one of the better, more personalized experiences I've seen come across in the inbox yet for it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. This is, I would say, far and away the best interactive email we've seen yet, because not only are those interactive elements there, but that personalization, it just meshes those two things, the interactivity and the personalization so well. And that, yeah, that follow through with actually taking you to the landing page to their store, and you have that personalized experience there is pretty mind-blowing. You don't see a lot of companies, they'll do interactive stuff in emails, or they'll do personalization, but they don't follow it through with the landing page itself. There's always kind of been that disconnect between the email and the landing page, but seeing somebody, especially at Burberry's level, they're a huge name, you know, they're this very luxurious brand pulling stuff like this off, as opposed to, you know, other retailers just doing all image-based emails that don't really do much other than, say, 25% off, you know. Kudos for them. They did an amazing job with this email. And yeah, definitely check out Justin Koo's post on it too. He has a great breakdown of all of the techniques he used. Yeah, this is such a good example. I love it.
And I just have to mention quickly, just because I forgot to mention it off the top, it's progressively enhanced for WebKit with all this interactive elements. But then the fallback, it just sort of falls back to this S column design.
Which in and of itself looks great too.
So, which in of itself looks great. So if you're in a client like Outlook where it doesn't support this interactivity, it just gives you a simple S curve design that guides you through the three steps there. And it's a totally different design. And I've talked a lot about this, Jason, about targeting different email client environments and optimizing the design and the experience for it. And I have to say, this is one of the best emails I've ever seen do with this right here.
How about this Code School email? I know you like that one too.
Love Code School. All our good friends over there. Shout out to Dan Denny and his email design and development goodness. So there wasn't anything over the top ridiculous about this Code School email, but they sent out this great little Black Friday email. Just a couple of wrinkles that I really liked. First of all, one of the simplest designs you'll see. So it's just very clear. You get to see what is it. You get to save $75 on 6 months subscription for Code School. I think it's cool because Code School isn't really this physical thing, but they made a little physical product for it. And essentially, you can, for clients where it supports, you can hover over the box and it does like a little jiggle, which is cool. And then there's also this nice pulsating effect on this nice big button call to action here of the shop now that calls your attention to it. And even though it's up already, it actually also used a countdown timer. So I'm not sure when they sent the email, specifically what time, but they basically gave you until Cyber Monday or until the Monday after, and it just counted down for you in real time so you could see how much time was left on the offer to take advantage of it. So nothing overly complex, but just a few wrinkles that were really nice. It's really clean, short, to the point, succinct, and it stood out to me as one of the few that I actually liked.
Yeah, I really like this too. I generally like everything Code School does, but they're really good at just using, yeah, nice little CSS tricks to enhance just solid emails, you know. Like you said, there's nothing crazy going on here. There's not a lot of content. It's very straightforward, but the content that's there, they use CSS effects very effectively to just enhance everything and make it that much better for most subscribers that can actually see that stuff, which I'm sure they know they're geared toward the tech audience. They teach tech topics like web development, iOS development, so that they can pretty much bank on them using more modern email clients or Apple products and see all this stuff. So I feel like this is also a good case of them really knowing their audience and enhancing their content for that audience, which is awesome.
Another email that I really liked that, again, wasn't over the top, but just really well done, was this email by Nest. And they were promoting their new Nest Cam. And so if you just look at this email, there isn't a whole lot to really walk through other than to say this is just a nice, simple design. They've got really cool color scheme going on here with a nice background image implementation. They have great typography up at the top with a call to action button, nice and simple. I probably would have liked the button to have been a little bit bigger,
yeah,
but they really put the product front and center to really bring it to life. And again, as I mentioned with the Photo JoJo emails before, sort of just how it creates some perspective and it makes the email 3D, especially with Nest. I mean, all of Nest products are just so sexy looking.
Yeah, absolutely.
They look beautiful. And sometimes when you're lucky enough to work with a product that sort of sells itself sometimes, you can put it sort of at the forefront. So again, I just thought it was just one of those nice, solid implementations, nothing fancy, because it doesn't always need to be, especially on days like Black Friday.
Yeah. And they've definitely done fancy before. They've done some really cool interactive stuff, but they're really good at just doing, very minimal, kind of simple, well-styled things that show off their products. And this is just another example of that. Kind of moving on from that simple example to probably the most over-the-top Black Friday email we'll ever see. Yeah. This one from Action Rocket, their email weekly, which we're huge fans of. Their Black Friday email weekly newsletter was quite literally half off. It was 50% off the email itself. So they did this fantastic trick of using a max width on the email and then having this background image. So it looks like you only get half of the email itself when you open it up. So literally you'll see half of the content and then the other half looks like that transparency background that some people might be familiar with from Photoshop. So this is awesome. You can still, all the content's all there. You can still click on it and stuff, but it just creates this fantastic effect that goes hand in hand with that half off theme. I laughed immediately when I opened this one up. I love it.
It actually took me a minute to realize what was going on.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. It was Black Friday. We had that day off. It's the day after Thanksgiving in the U.S. And I hadn't even really registered that it was Black Friday because I'm not a massive shopper.
Yeah, so I didn't do any shopping that day. Yeah,
I don't really pay attention too much. And, it's Friday. So it's like, oh, here's email weekly. And it says 50% off. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's Black Friday. And when it said in some mail clients, I, in my mind, was thinking that they were hiding some weird thing in certain
email clients.
That's
what I thought, too. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I initially thought. And then I opened it and it didn't click with me right away. Because I was in Gmail and I was like, oh, this is weird. Did it not load or something? It took me like a couple of opens to be like, oh, wait, I see what they did.
Yeah, well, I originally thought, like, I use Apple Mail for pretty much everything. So okay. I saw it and I was like, what the hell's going on? So I originally thought it was like all images or something like that. And then you start digging into it and see it's actually, it's all text and stuff. It was pretty awesome to see that.
Yeah. I mean, this is just a perfect example of knowing your audience and what connects with your audience. Because, and I think it's important too, is that especially for where we come from at Litmus, where we're a B2B company. And if you aren't necessarily partaking in all of these consumer holidays or events that B2C brands get to take a part of, you can actually use it as an opportunity to engage with your subscribers in a way that's going to make you look favorable, that's going to create a positive you know, association for subscribers in the inbox, you know, for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, where they're getting bombarded and literally blasted with emails on those days. Sometimes you can create an experience that isn't about trying to sell them something or ask for something, but you can just provide great content that they really like, or do something funny and witty that's really just going to help them relax a bit more and get them to love you more for something like this, which is what I think the true magic of Action Rocket did here.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I feel like they do that. I mean, they're really good about doing that with all their emails. They always have, even if they don't do crazy tricks like this, they'll have really good copy or funny jokes, or they're really good about doing like Twitter polls and stuff like that, that just speaks to their audience. They know exactly who they're talking to, and they can pull off really fun stuff like this, which is great to see.
Yeah. I feel like we say it almost every podcast, but if you aren't subscribing to Email Weekly, get on that.
Damn straight.
It's probably one of the best email design and development newsletters you'll get in your inbox. Not only just the design that they do and all the fun stuff that they do, but the content that they share. So, all right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Email Design Podcast. Remember, check out every single show of the podcast over at emaildesignpodcast.com. Subscribe to the podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes, and tweet along with the hashtag Email Design Podcast. Don't forget, free Litmus account. Just go to litmus.com/hello. No credit card, nothing required. Just sign up and start using Litmus for free. All right, until next time, that'll do it. Reminding you, keep your table cells aligned and your styles in line. See ya.